7:25, a little weekend fun as we get closer and closer to Christmas time. Ambassador of Fun from the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Meredith Jamisco. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
I was just visiting the Visit Kenosha Facebook page, and I was wowed at local maple syrup. Very,
yes.
Very good, attractive-looking stuff. Makes you want to eat a pancake or 20 this morning, Meredith.
That is right.
So, as we get closer here, weekend is just about here. Let's get some stuff to do for the weekend.
Okay, well, you can get your maple syrup from Hawthorne Hollow, as you mentioned. And then Lakeside Players is presenting a Christmas story. You know it. You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, you shoot your eye out, Ralphie.
It's happening at Rohde Center for the Arts, and it's Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 2, limited capacity, masks required, tickets $15 to $18. And I think the cool thing in that movie, you know, a streetcar appears a few times, and
outside the Rohde,
the streetcar travels, so very cool.
Very nice. I got my Orphan Annie decoder ring ready to go.
Awesome. And then COVID-19 is not going to stop the tradition at Lou Perini's Gas and Groceries. It's their 11th annual Cookies with Santa on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A little modified, still a free family-friendly event, but it's a drive-through one to see Santa and Buddy the Elf. And the kids will bring home the cookie decorating kit in a goodie bag. And I highly recommend you stop in and get their Mama P's Ho-Ho Cake. Absolutely delicious. And Saturday night, it's the Winter Solstice Night Hike. There are designated time slots between 6 and 7:30 p.m. at Pringle Nature Center. This year, it is self-guided through the trails of Bristol Woods. Still family-friendly, but may not be suitable for those who have difficulty navigating trails in the dark, because they literally want you to leave your flashlights at home, even, as you're going to experience
nature.
Wow. Yes.
I can't even handle not having a nightlight in the house. You've been warned.
You have to pre-register by Friday, as there are no walk-ins, and the fee is $5 and face coverings required. And the Kenosha Symphony Orchestra has their annual holiday concert Saturday at 7 p.m. There are two options for this. It will be live streamed on their YouTube channel, so you can stay for the comfort of your own home. Or they have very limited seating available at the Kemper Center Simmons Auditorium for this, with safety protocols in place. And then this time of year, the 12 Days of Lattes is underway at the Daily Dose Cafe. This happens through December 24th. They have such holiday flavors as gingerbread, sugar cookie, and reindeer kisses. So you
nice.
Can stop in. You can stop in or order online for curbside pickup. They are very excited because the construction just finished by them on 60th Street, so it's very easy to get to there. And then last, if you're planning to purchase gift cards to give as presents, keep in mind our locally owned shops and restaurants. And in lieu of company parties, Hobnob suggests that employers purchase gift cards for their employees to enjoy a special night out at their own pace and leisure at Hobnob. So
Sounds like a plan.
What we have going on.
All right. What's the info? Where do I get more, Meredith?
You can go to our website at visitkenosha.com, or as you do, you can go to our Facebook page at Visit Kenosha on Instagram and all that good stuff.
And get those cameras clicking. Just a few days left to get those in, Meredith.
That is right. Enter our contest online. Picture your Kenosha photo contest. You could win dinner for two at a local restaurant.
You could. Meredith Jamisco is the Ambassador of Fun, Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. I got to tell you, reindeer kiss, the real ones aren't so great. But the other one, yeah, it'll be a possibility. Thanks, Meredith. You have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you. You too.